With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting an Israeli attack on Iran last week likely damaged a base run by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard.
Satellite pictures taken for and analyzed by the Associated Press show damage at an Iranian Revolutionary Guard base after Israel's strike on the country. These photos show the Shahrud spaceport. This is a spaceport that's run by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, which answers only to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This photos show damage at a main facility there, as well as other buildings and what appears to be a hangar at the site. It shows damage in Iran's Semnan province. This attack seemed to have targeted a main building that's involved in building Iran's ballistic missiles, the same kind of missiles that were used in Iran's attacks on Israel in April as well as in October.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting. Arkansas's attorney general launches a program called One Pill Can Kill, an initiative to combat fentanyl on college campuses. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Attorney General Tim Griffin today issued the following statement at the University of Arkansas about an initiative to educate college students about the dangers of fentanyl and give them tools to combat it. Griffin writes, quote, "Fentanyl is a scourge on our society, and it disproportionately impacts our young people. One Pill Can Kill is a multifaceted initiative to help protect college students from the risk of opioid overdose. To learn more about Arkansas's One Pill Can Kill initiative, please visit www.arkansasag.gov/onepillcankill. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A U.S. bankruptcy judge has approved a sale of Tupperware brands that paves the way for the iconic food storage company to soon exit from Chapter 11 protection. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 154 points, but the Nasdaq rose 145. This is SRN News. The national religious broadcasters want you to vote.
The organization is flooding the airwaves and social media with a series of public service announcements designed to get Christians to the polls on Election Day. The spots feature evangelical leaders such as John MacArthur, David Jeremiah, and Robert Jeffress, and are aimed at the millions of believers whom statistics indicate are liable to sit out this election. Experts point out that mobilizing just a portion of these people would change the outcome of the vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers and officials in several states are trying to fix the ailing public school system with an injection of scripture. Oklahoma State School Superintendent Ryan Walters mandated that schools stock classrooms with Bibles. Louisiana passed a law requiring schools to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms, the subject of a federal lawsuit. And the Texas Education Agency proposed reading curriculums that included stories from the Old and New Testaments. This is SRN News. A drug maker benefits from COVID.
A boost from COVID-19 treatment sales helped push Pfizer to a better-than-expected third quarter and higher forecast for the year. Demand for the drug maker's Paxlovid treatment, spurred by the latest COVID wave and a U.S. national stockpile delivery, led to $2.7 billion in sales for the drug. The company also cited sales growth from several other drugs as total revenue climbed 31% to $17.7 billion in the recently completed quarter. John Scott reporting.
NASA says a recently discovered comet has broken apart as it approached the sun. The space agency said Tuesday its sun-observing spacecraft captured the moment when the comet broke into chunks this week. Astronomers have been tracking the comet since it was discovered in September by a telescope in Hawaii. It's thought to be part of a family of comets that pass incredibly close to the sun. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.